The Gospel reading is from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 20. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman but died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and likewise all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive." Some of the scribes said in reply, "Teacher, you have answered well," and they no longer dared to ask him anything. We're quite accustomed to Jesus responding to questions by changing the basis of the question completely, by throwing the question into a completely different key and answering from a much more radical place the question that has been put to him. This question from the Sadducees, a group in ancient Judaism who denied the resurrection of the body, who denied the existence of spiritual creatures, is a reductio ad absurdum. It's an attempt to disprove any possibility of a resurrection of the dead by showing that there would be absurd consequences were the dead to rise again. It was a common form of argument in the ancient world, and perhaps even still today, to present some absurd scenario which would lead you to think that the resurrection of the dead would be impossible. Jesus, in replying, doesn't immediately move things into a more radical register. He will do that eventually. But the first level of his response is to engage with the Sadducees on the same level, to give a kind of philosophical argument, we might say, on the basis that there is a coming age. You can call it the age of the resurrection. Those who are worthy to be raised from the dead and to enter this coming age will be like angels. He doesn't say that they will be angels, but he says that they will be like angels in the sense that they will not die, and so they will not marry or be given in marriage. So that's the first level on which he replies. He is standing with the Pharisees in doing this, because the Pharisees and another group within ancient Judaism were people who did believe in the resurrection of the dead and did believe in the existence of spiritual creatures. Paul, later on, at a moment when he is being tried in front of a Roman court, notices that there are Sadducees and Pharisees in the crowd and decides to put the cat among the pigeons by saying that it is for his preaching the resurrection that he has been brought before the court. And that immediately sets the two groups at loggerheads with each other, the Sadducees, who denigrate any belief in the resurrection, and the Pharisees, who, like Jesus, propose the truth of the resurrection of the dead. But then in today's reading, Jesus shifts the register, moves the response onto a more radical level. And he does it as he normally does, by referring the question to God, to the theological level, to the Father, to what God is like. Referring the question to God is the particular kind of light that Jesus sheds on the series of questions that's put to him throughout the Gospels. Just as Paul, his disciple, will later respond to all the questions put to him by referring everything to Christ, whether it's a question about money, or a question about sexual relations, or a question about authority in the church. Every question is referred by Paul to Christ. Every question is thought about, responded to in the light of Christ. Jesus himself does the same thing, except in his case, by referring everything to the Father, by referring everything to God. And so on that radical level, he says to the Sadducees, there is the passage about the bush, where Moses calls the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now, he's not the God of the dead, he's the God of the living. So, if he's referred to as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, it must mean that Abraham and Isaac and Jacob are, in some sense, alive, because to God all are alive. Sometimes we develop an interest, or we are curious about the metaphysics of the resurrection, about the physiology of the resurrection, what might happen to the body, about the geography or cosmology of the resurrection. Will there be space for everybody if we all rise again in a body, and so on. And it's not harmful, I suppose, to pass some time thinking about such questions. But Jesus doesn't engage with those kind of questions, or at least if he does, as he seems to do in the first part of the Gospel reading, he doesn't stay there for very long. He brings us to thinking about God and what God is like. God is the God of the living. God is the one to whom all are alive, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Our faith in the resurrection of the dead, like all the articles of our faith, which we recite in the Creed, is not so much a statement about geography or cosmology or time. It's a statement in the first place about God. Every doctrine of the Christian creed is a statement about God, some aspect of God, some act of God, some characteristic of God, which reveals to us what God is like, which has helped us to know what God is like, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So here, once again, a question which is presented as a reductio ad absurdum, to try to show that it is absurd to believe in the resurrection of the dead, is engaged with by Jesus on two levels. On the first level, which is, we might say, more philosophical, where he shares his own convictions about the truths with the Sadducees. On the second level, the one with which we are more familiar, the move that he always makes to bring the question into a deeper, more radical light. And that deeper, more radical light is the light of God, is the light of the Father. How are we to think about this question in the light of God? How are we to think about this question from the point of view of what our answer says to us and to others about what God is like? Because that is the ultimate curiosity, the only really important question. What is our God like? The God revealed as the Father of Jesus Christ. And today's Gospel assures us that this, our God, is the God of the living, not God of the dead, because to God all are alive.